Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Hello. Audio Stack revolutionizes audio production with AI-powered efficiency. Enhance your projects and save time and costs on a massive scale. Transform the way you create sound, from concept to completion, with seamless integration into your existing workflows. Visit audiostack.ai today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. 7-4, the final score. Royals drop the finale to Cincinnati. I have a lot to say after this one. I know I've disappointed myself in the previous two post-game shows, but I got a lot to say after this one. Let me give you the phone number, though. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. If you were one of the 13,000 in attendance, we're not going to make you wait long on hold. We're not going to make anybody wait long on hold. I want to turn this show over to you ASAP. But if I would have told you on the On Deck show 4 hours ago, if I would have told you that the Royals would record 15 hits and the Reds would commit four errors, and Daniel Lynch would go seven innings, losing streak over. 15 hits, the other team boots the ball four times, and your starting pitcher goes seven? Oh, you're winning that game. Not so much. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. But if you actually listened to the On Deck show earlier today, you knew what this game was about. This game, like basically every game, is now about those young Royals that we're evaluating. Now, tonight was different because one of those young Royals was your starting pitcher. Doesn't happen very often. It happens when Daniel Lynch toes the slab and when we see Brady Singer. And we'll see Singer coming up on Friday night as the Halos come to town with Shohei, Mike Trout, and above 500 record. So with Michael Garcia starting the game on the bench and Drew Waters starting the game on the bench, my point on the On Deck show was, here we go again, all the pressure in the world is on the shoulders of four hitters. Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, Nick Prado, and Bobby Witt Jr. The four unproven position players that were in the starting lineup tonight. Well, the four unproven position players that are at the center of this evaluation season here in 2023. I say all the pressure in the world's on their shoulders because the team's lost coming into tonight, lost eight straight, sat 31 games below 500, and were one loss away from the worst starts in Royals franchise history. Worse than 2005, worse than 2019, worse than 2018, worse than 2006. And I've talked about it. We've all discussed it quite a bit. I just asked Matt Quatrero about it. The only way the losing streak stops is if the young bats or Lynch, Singer, if one of these young, unproven cornerstone pieces of this franchise turn it around. A number of them. Turn it around, get hot, and help this team get off the schneid. Salvi can't do it alone. He's been trying to do it for 3 years now, and it's hasn't amounted to much more than a 90-loss season. And when you put a lineup out there with Nicky Lopez, Freddie Fermin, and Dairon Blanco taking up the 7, 8, 9 spots, it's very obvious that this game comes down to the young bats of Nick Prado, MJ Melendez, Bobby Witt Jr., and Michael Massey, and of course the starting pitcher Daniel Lynch. Five guys that want it so very badly. Want it for themselves, want it for their families, want it for all the coaches and everybody that's helped them out in their lives, want it for you, the Royals fans, want it for their coaching staff. They want it so bad that it's hurting them. And not physically hurting them, but hurting them as far as execution is concerned. So when I look at these younger Royals, it's a vicious, vicious cycle that they find themselves in right now. At least that's how I see it. I don't know how they don't feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. Because they're the reason why they're losing. They understand that, but there's no way to relax that burden. Because it's ever present. You're 18 and 50, and you guys are the only way this thing's going to stop. They know that. They're trying to stop it, but in trying to stop it, they're pressing. They're trying to do too much, which leads to a further skid. It's a vicious, vicious cycle. The only way the Royals win this game tonight is if Lynch, Prado, MJ, Bobby, Massey, those five come up big. And tonight, those bats went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And that pitcher gave up 3 home runs in the 5th inning alone. A meaty, meaty home run. I mean, how many did he gave up? 4 total? A meatball home run in the 2nd inning? No, that was a meatball home run in the 5th. I said it earlier today on Cody and Gold, said it again on the drive. I don't know how things get better. You're not going to get healthier as the season goes along. Right? The guys on the field aren't going to feel better as they play another 94 games. I think I even made the point, Salvi's not going to get healthier. Didn't think he would leave the game with a left hand contusion after taking a fastball off the left hand. Help is not on the way in Omaha. The only way this thing turns around is if the guys that are currently trying too hard succeed. It's a vicious cycle. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Lee Summit. Ian, you're hitting leadoff as the Royals drop a 9th straight game and fall to a franchise worst 18 and 50. Go ahead, Ian.
Vern, it's past the point of anger. I have no energy left to give this team. I'll pay attention on MLB.com and I'll do all that to see what they're doing, but I have no energy to be angry with this team. This season is lost.
Who would you even be angry at, you know?
Like, what exactly? What can I be angry at? But there's something that I'd like to comment on, and it's this thing that Sherman was saying, how it's an, I don't know if it was Sherman or Piccolo, how it's an evaluation season. Here's where my evaluation is, and it's on Piccolo. He needs to prove at this trade deadline that he is not simply another Dayton Moore clone. What I mean by that is, you have no excuses now. You are at the very bottom of the barrel. You have guys that are going to be traded. We know Chapman's going. Duffy may go because he was signed to a minors deal, but
nobody
wants there.
Nobody wants him, but go ahead. So what does he do at the deadline that proves to you that he's not a Dayton Moore clone? Because last year had a pretty nice deadline.
Well, it's simple. Sell high on everyone you can.
Okay, but you're not going to know that at the deadline, though, Ian. You need years to go by before you see if he did a good job, right?
Right. Look.
So who do you sell high on? Give me some names. Who's performing well that you can sell high on outside of Aroldis Chapman?
Taylor Clark. And that's really all I have at the moment. Maybe.
Yeah, okay, so two guys. Ian, thanks for the phone call. So two guys. If he trades Aroldis Chapman and Taylor Clark, that's all you need to see for him to prove to you that he's not a Dayton Moore clone? Listen, I don't think he's the same person as Dayton. I've been saying this now for more than a year. But that doesn't really seem like a true litmus test. What can he do at this year's deadline that he didn't do at last year's deadline? Traded a draft pick, got Drew Waters and Andrew Hoffman. Traded Carlos Santana, got a pitcher that's actually performing. Traded Andrew Benintendi, got three pitchers, one of them performing well. So if he trades Taylor Clark and Aroldis Chapman, you're all in? Seems a little silly to me. Because he's going to trade Aroldis Chapman. That's happening. Now, Taylor Clark, yeah, hopefully, maybe, sure. But we're not going to know if the return for Chapman is quality, at least for another calendar year. Listen, I'm not trying to defend anyone in a season that has the team 32 games below 500, 68 games into the campaign. But I'm not just going to go along and we're just going to drag everyone. If you have fair points, there are plenty of reasons why you can point a finger and lay however much of this season at the feet of the front office. I just need a little bit more than that. Let's go to Drew in Olathe. Drew, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. First off, I just want to say
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Hello. Audio Stack revolutionizes audio production with AI-powered efficiency. Enhance your projects and save time and costs on a massive scale. Transform the way you create sound, from concept to completion, with seamless integration into your existing workflows. Visit audiostack.ai today.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going. Backed by Toyota's reputation for legendary reliability. Step into a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering impressive torque and serious towing power. Or take a look at Tacoma with an available power liftgate, so gear goes in fast and the adventure keeps moving. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Was hot dog in tonight's race and won, and I was ketchup. I was in the hot dog race, and that was the most fun I've had at a Royals game in some time. It's tough watching the batters get on base and not score the run. So first, my question was, do you think this is a coaching issue, like a situational coaching problem?
No, it's pressing. No, I think it's pressing. Well, what would coaches do? What are coaches going to do?
Hit the ball?
Tell them to hit the ball? They know to hit the ball.
Yeah, so is it like, so it's like a pressure thing? Like the player is just, it's new, it's just going to take some time?
Hopefully, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how they grow up, how they mature, but it's inexperience, it's pressing, it's the opposing pitcher. There's a lot that goes into it, but coaching, to me, is very low on the list.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the phone call. So his advice for anyone that hasn't had a good time at Kauffman Stadium is run in the hot dog race. Yeah, I would think if you ran in the hot dog race, you had a pretty good time, and you won the race, I would assume you had a good time. But what about the other 13,730 people in the building? What about mustard and relish? Did they have as much fun as you did? Royals lose 7-4. We all know the legendary quote from Buddy Bell, the former Royals manager. He said, "I never say it can't get worse." It was his 2006 Royals that held the record for worst start in franchise history with a mark of 19-49. But with the loss tonight at the hands of Buddy Bell's son, David Bell, the Royals set a new low water mark of 18-50. And here we go again. Our lonely eyes turn to Brady Singer. Brady, we've lost 9 in a row. You're our only hope. Singer's on the Hill Friday as the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim come to town for a 3-game weekend set. Royals carrying a 9-game losing streak into the weekend. Quick timeout. We get back to your phone calls and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-4, the final score. Royals swept at home by the Cincinnati Reds. It's 9 straight losses and a record that sits 32 games below 500. Speaking of that number, Royals have been outscored by 32 runs over the course of this 9-game losing streak. The highlight of the night. I was really hoping it was going to be Daniel Lynch. She was cruising through 4. Well, I mean, the birthday boy, Bobby Witt Jr., turns 23, has a 3-hit game. Drove in the Royals' first run of the game. And then went 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position after starting the game 2-for-2. Not with runners in scoring position, but just 2-for-2, period. I mean, Edward Olivares had 4 hits, but brought his frying pans with him to left field. Hey, Bobby Witt Jr. spoke with the media just moments ago following this 7-4 loss, talking about his ball club, which again, now has a record of 18-50, worst mark in Major League Baseball. Here's Bobby with Bally Sports, Kansas City.
Definitely there, and I guess you just got to try to take it with a grain of salt. It's hard to just, before the game, look at the scoreboard and see we're in last place. So it's tough being the, I guess, worst team in baseball. So you just got to keep working. We're just going to keep taking it day by day and just try to think of positives. Luckily, Sal kind of good, and then with Vinny, just another tough thing, and just got to keep moving forward and just keep seeing positive energy bring to the field each and every day, and just keep trying to bring that. Yeah.
How do you put it out of your mind? I mean, did you think about it when you're away from the field, or
you try to just think of the positive sides, like I said, and just really it's just taking it day by day, try to flush out the bad stuff as quick as possible. We're so kind of can't really take for granted being a professional big league baseball player. So that's one thing for us. And so it's just trying to come in each and every day, know that you can't take anything for granted. You don't know how long you're gonna be playing this game, and just build off that and then just try to fire things up and get things going. You see what Oakland's doing, and so why not us? So just try to keep going and just kind of think that, like, why not us? Why turn some things around?
Bobby goes 3-for-5, drives in a run, scores a run, showed off his strong arm again tonight. But, man, I don't know. I don't know how that audio comes across, but, man, I hurt for him. I hurt for him because Friday, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Anthony Rendon, if he's still healthy, whoever the Angels bring to town to open up that 3-game series. That game is very simple. Brady Singer, Bobby Witt, and you're facing a lefty, MJ Melendez and Michael Garcia, these young, inexperienced, at times immature, like baseball immature, not real life immature. But these young and experienced, at times baseball immature, wide-eyed, eager ball players that are still trying to prove to themselves that they belong in the big leagues, are still trying to find their footing in the show. Where do I fit in? What kind of player am I? Where do I fit in on a winning ball club? How can I lead us to turn into a winning ball club? All the pressure's on them Friday. 9-game losing streak, worst start in franchise history. How painful it was for Bobby to call his brothers and himself the worst team in baseball. He's got his whole family here for his birthday. Man. Because who takes the pressure off on Friday? Talked about this last night. Talked about the James Shields moment in 2013 when he saluted the bullpen after throwing a complete game. When does this year's team have that player show up? Right, Selby tried to do it on Sunday, tried to do it again on Monday, but it wasn't enough. Who allows Bobby and Massey, MJ and Prado, Waters and Michael? Who allows them to take a deep breath, to not feel the weight of the season on their shoulder in every single at-bat, with every single ground ball, with every single decision they make? Matt Cutrero spent a lot of time in spring training, at least in a majority of his interviews on Fesco in the Morning, talking about letting the air out, letting the pressure out, helping these young men grow in the game. Do what Bobby's talking about. Focus on the positive. Flush the negative. Understand what Mike Moustakas said. You want to succeed so badly that you forget you're living your dream. You're here. You're in the show. Enjoy it. It's hard to enjoy it when you're losing and all you want to do is win. Who takes the pressure off of them? We don't know if Salvi's going to be out there. Now, x-rays came back negative, which is good news. He'll be reevaluated on Friday, but x-rays look good for Manny Machado when Brad Keller broke his hand, right? Things look good for Charlie Blackmon when Daniel Lynch broke his hand a few weeks ago. So we'll see with Salvador Perez, but Vinny's now done for the season. Right, your two most consistent bats, Perez and Pasquantino, banged up. Also, Salvi's presence has a way of easing some of the tension. The humor and confidence portrayed by Pasquantino has the ability to ease some of that tension, some of that pressure. And while sure, they'll still be in the clubhouse and in the dugout, Friday night, likely, they won't be in the fight. And that's a different world if you're a bench guy, an injured guy, rather than being on the mound with the guys, in the dirt with the guys, in the lineup with the guys. I hate saying it, but Friday night, it all comes down to Brady and Bobby, Melendez and Massey and Michael, Drew Waters and Nick Prado. Not a one of them outside of Brady Singer has put together, Bobby as well. Bobby had a nice rookie campaign. But not a one of them outside of Brady Singer has multiple big league seasons under their belt. Not a one of them has a full big league season of being an above average big leaguer outside of Brady Singer. And those are the guys that all the pressure's on Friday, and then again on Saturday, and then again on Sunday. And I don't see that changing for the remaining 94 games. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Paul in Lenexa. Paul, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of pontificating for like 30 minutes. Let me ask you a question, a baseball question, since you – I just went to the game tonight, first time, long time. I'm sitting right behind Wilson, their base coach, all right? You explain this to me. Why don't you send the runners in? You're on an 8-game losing streak. You got nothing to play for at this point. You got Cincinnati Red fans all over the place. This guy, there was three, Vern, I caught three times that he stopped the runner when the Cincinnati Reds went ahead and bobbled the ball in the outfield. Just let me say, they might have thrown him out, but you're on an 8-game losing streak. What the hell? Why don't you send the runners, get some excitement in a dead stadium that only gets approval when the Cincinnati Reds get something? Explain that to me, and how's that not coaching? How's that not
Well, coaching? You're not giving me any examples. You're just giving me a generic, how come he didn't send them? So unless you got specific innings and exactly...
Oh, okay, what's specific? Three? Did you not watch the game? Three times that they came around...
They had 15 base runners, Paul.
Okay. You know, I don't remember every specific like you. I'm not 24
No, neither do I. That's why I'm asking you. No, you came on here saying I'm talking too much, and now you're just giving me a generic. Hey, they didn't send them a few times. What the hell do you want? Who was it? Who's the base runner? Where did the ball go? I mean, what are you talking about?
It was three times he stopped the runners going in from scoring. Three. I don't give a crap what time it was.
Okay, who are the runners? Who are the runners, Paul?
I don't know. One was Massey. There's one. Why don't you send Massey? The guy bobbled the ball out in the center field. I'm not a sports.
Did you see Massey slide into third base? You're talking about the seventh inning there. You saw Massey slide into third base?
He stopped him. He didn't slide
in. Yeah, because he slid into the bag.
No, that wasn't the time.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Well, then I don't know what to tell you. I'm not Vance Wilson. I'm not here to defend anybody. Sorry you had to wait on hold so long. Don't call. Think I'm sweating it, Paul? And why would Vance Wilson care if Reds fans are in the building? What does that have to do with anything? Okay, so you're talking about Massey in the ninth inning. They should have sent him on an errant throw from the third baseman. He went first to third on an errant throw from the third baseman. All right? Massey's on first. Edward Olivares hits the ball to the third baseman and throws it high. Massey makes it all the way to third. You're saying send him while the team is... team is down by three runs, got one out. That's, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, send them. That's the big takeaway, is the third base coach didn't send Michael Massey in the ninth inning. All right, sure. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Paul. You got it, man. You're right. I don't have your answer, buddy. I'm sorry. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Well, how you doing today, Vern?
I'm all right. Paul kind of ticked me off.
You know, before I get into what I was talking about, what Paul said, you know, I think I know what he was talking about. I think one of those was Blanco. You know, I would not have sent him. I know, I forgot who the batter was, but there was a bobble
in center
field.
Blanco hit a triple.
Yeah, but I know they're talking about in the broadcast about they could have brought him home, but they didn't because they don't want to get him thrown out and he could have possibly scored.
And you had the top of your lineup coming. All right, yeah. All right. Vance Wilson's the GOAT. That's the guy we're upset with. All right, fine. Let's keep blaming the coaching. I love blaming coaching. Let's run out more coaches.
Yeah.
Let's get new pitching coaches,
here.
New hitting coaches. Yeah, let's just keep changing the coaches. You guys know.
I'm not mad that he didn't sit him. I wasn't mad that he didn't sit him, any of them, because, you know, what if that the possible rally started? You don't want that one guy on third getting out and getting thrown out. That would end pretty much any rally, because that one guy there in scoring position is now out. But I kind of wanted
whatever.
To get into one. Yeah.
They went 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. It's the third base coach. Go ahead, Ty.
I'm getting to what I was talking about here. You know, I kind of feel bad for you having to now explain now every single time we're losing, man.
No, you don't need to feel bad for me. Don't feel bad for me.
It's now 9 in a row. You know, I kind of, listening to this game, just, I was thinking, you know, the team's really had kind of a lack of confidence, you know, 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. You know, I was thinking about Kansas State basketball with this. You know, they really weren't the best program, and then they got Jerome Tang. And, you know, they have a very good atmosphere there now, and, you know, they made the Elite Eight this past season. I'm not saying fire Mac Quintero. You could possibly get a player or somebody in a coaching staff that could be that Jerome Tang presence to boost up the atmosphere and get a winning organization again, because we know we live in Kansas City. Well, most of y'all live in Kansas City. I know. I live in Sedalia, but I live around the area. And, you know, we just saw the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, and everyone was hyped about that. Everyone was glad that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. You know, this is a winning city. The Kansas City Current, not too long ago, just won their championship in their league. We got Sporting KC. I know this year they're not that good. But, I mean, you know, with a 50-loss season, man, in a winning city, it's not good to see, man.
No, yeah, it's been awful, Ty. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, we're not having a good time losing 50 of the first 68 games. Royals get swept at home by the Reds, 7-4, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts, and we'll hear from Daniel Lynch after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-4, the final score. Royals swept at home by the Reds. They've dropped 9 in a row and have dropped 50 of their first 68 games. Day off tomorrow, they open up a weekend set with the Angels, starting on Friday with Brady Singer on the hill opposite left-hander Patrick Sandoval. As if this day couldn't get any better. It, of course, started with all of us waking up to the realization that the Royals have the worst winning percentage in baseball. And then we get the unsurprising news that Vinny Pasquantino will undergo surgery to repair a torn labrum in his right shoulder. He's done for the season. And then Salvi takes a pitch off the left hand in the third inning, and he goes right to the dugout. And you know Salvi. Salvi normally makes a case of, I'm fine. Yeah, I can only see out of one eye, but I'm fine. Yeah, I'm sick as a dog, but I'm fine. Yes, I just had COVID, but I'm fine. This right to the dugout. Worrisome. And then the Royals went 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Excuse me, 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. But the big four bats, the guys that needed to carry you to victory, and you know what? Michael Garcia, the 23-year-old, came in to replace Salvador Perez, so we'll throw him into the mix. Prado, Garcia, Melendez, Witt, and Massey. The five unproven position players in the lineup tonight, the five guys that are at the center of this evaluation season, they combined to go 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, which means Olivares, Nicky Lopez, Freddie Fermin, and Dairon Blanco went 1-for-5. And then, as this postgame show started, this headphones I'm wearing that I've worn every postgame show since I started doing this show in 2012, they broke. So, the famous Buddy Bell line, I never say it can't get worse. 913-586-7610. Phone lines are open for you. That's also our text line number, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern disappointed, no doubt, but still had fun putting on the rally cap tonight in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's still a new day tomorrow. No doubt, Spike. No doubt, buddy. Can I be honest with you, though? Spike, you're my buddy. Spike, you and I have been talking to one another for a long time on this show. When the bases were loaded with only one out in the ninth inning, when Freddie Fermin came to the dish as the game-winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning, I looked over at Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star and said, this is just mean. This is mean to do to the near 14,000 in attendance. That's mean what you're doing to Spike. Fermin goes down swinging through a slider, and Dairon Blanco makes the 27th out as he grounds out to Ellie De La Cruz. Hey, the one thing the Royals did do well this week was shut down the hottest ball player on the planet. De La Cruz goes 0-for-12 in the three-game set. So I guess the boys got that going for him. I do want to thank our terrific sponsor. They've been with us for the past few seasons, and they're with us for each and every one of these home games. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Anthony in Blue Springs writes in, Vern, if a team ever needed an all-star break, the Royals are the definition. I agree with that, but you know, the guys that need that break, Anthony, are 22, 23, 24. I mean, they're still human beings. So, yes, they physically need the break. But I don't know if that's going to curb the voice in their head that is adding to the pressure. Sure, they might feel better physically. I don't know if an all-star break's going to ease the pain they probably feel mentally. Dan and KCK reaches out to wish Bobby Witt Jr. a happy 23rd birthday. Text here from the 816, Vern, Blanco, and Nicky Lopez, time to go. And we probably should have kept Jackie Bradley Jr. and just waited for Kyle Isbell to return. He asked for my thoughts. No, I wouldn't get rid of Lopez nor Blanco. I mean, everyone can be traded, sure. But what, I mean, Dairon Blanco has four hits in three games. Nate Eaton doesn't have four hits all season. I didn't mean to run over Nate Eaton like that. I mean, he's a terrific young man. But no, Dairon Blanco on base twice, a double, an RBI double, a triple. No, I don't want him going anywhere. And Nicky Lopez is your best defensive infielder. Played a nice third base tonight. Kyle Isbell, by the way, in the first week of his rehab assignment. From the 913, Vern, you know things are going bad when you out-hit the Reds by 8. They make 4 errors, and we still lose. That's some one-in-a-million type of expletive. Yeah, someone on the text line saying that this hasn't happened since, like, the Connie Mack A's. I can't verify that, but that would not be surprising. To have 15 hits, the opposition commits four errors and lose by three? John in Mission writes in, Vern, we just don't get team wins. Vern, eventually they got to learn to pick each other up and drive in clutch runs. Again, signed John in Mission. That's a good point. Yeah, well, they only have 18 wins. But yeah, how many of them are well-rounded victories?
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Hello. Audio Stack revolutionizes audio production with AI-powered efficiency. Enhance your projects and save time and costs on a massive scale. Transform the way you create sound, from concept to completion, with seamless integration into your existing workflows. Visit audiostack.ai today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, and it builds on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the 2026 RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys, while the available all-wheel drive keeps you in command when conditions are unpredictable. The new RAV4 is designed around the way people actually use their SUV, from daily errands to weekend adventures. While the GR Sport model, coming soon, boasts a net combined 320 horsepower in a plug-in hybrid drivetrain with a GR-tuned suspension for an even more responsive, exciting drive. No matter which RAV4 you choose, you'll enjoy the reliability Toyota is known for, coupled with the inspiring performance that's unique to Toyota. Shop more and find details at Toyota.com. The all-new RAV4 from Toyota. Let's go places.
Bob Massey in the ninth inning. They should have sent him on an errant throw from the third baseman. He went first to third on an errant throw from the third baseman. Right? Massey's on first. Edward Olivares hits the ball to the third baseman. Throws it high. Massey makes it all the way to third. You're saying send him while the team is down by three runs, got one out. That's, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, send him. That's the big takeaway, is the third base coach didn't send Michael Massey in the ninth inning. All right, sure. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Paul. You got it, man. You're right. I don't have your answer, buddy. I'm sorry. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Well, how are you doing today, Vern?
I'm all right. Paul kind of ticked me off.
You know, I kind of, before again tomorrow, I was talking about what Paul said. You know, I think I know what he was talking about. I think one of those was Blanco. You know, I would not have sent him. I know, I forgot who the batter was, but there was a bobble
in
center field.
Blanco hit a triple.
Yeah, but I know they're talking about in the broadcast about they could have brought him home, but they didn't because they don't want to get him thrown out, and he could have possibly scored.
And you had the top of your lineup coming. All right, yeah. All right. Vance Wilson's the GOAT. That's the guy we're upset with. All right, fine. Let's keep blaming the coaching. I love blaming coaching. Let's run out more coaches.
Yeah.
Get new
know,
pitching coaches, new hitting coaches. Yeah, let's just keep changing the coaches. You guys know.
I'm not mad that he didn't sit him. I wasn't mad that he didn't sit him, any of them, because, you know, what if that the possible rally started? You don't want that one guy on third getting out and getting thrown out. That would end pretty much any rally, because that one guy there in scoring position is now out. But I kind of wanted
Yeah. They went 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. It's the third base coach? Go ahead, Ty.
I'm getting to what I was talking about here. You know, I kind of feel bad for you having to now explain now every single time we're losing, man.
No, you don't need to feel bad for me. Don't feel bad for me.
It's now 9 in a row. You know, I kind of, listening to this game, just, I was thinking, you know, the team's really had kind of a lack of confidence, you know, 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. You know, I was thinking about Kansas State basketball with this. You know, they really weren't the best program, and then they got Jerome Tang. And, you know, they have a very good atmosphere there now, and, you know, they made the Elite Eight this past season. I'm not saying fire Mac Quintero. You could possibly get a player or somebody in a coaching staff that could be that Jerome Tang presence to boost up the atmosphere and get a winning organization again, because we know we live in Kansas City. Well, most of y'all live in Kansas City. I know I live in Sedalia, but I live around the area. And, you know, we just saw the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, and everyone was hyped about that. Everyone was glad that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. You know, this is a winning city. The Kansas City Current, not too long ago, just won their championship in their league. We got Sporting KC. I know this year they're not that good. But, I mean, you know, with a 50-loss season, man, in a winning city, it's not good to see, man.
No, and, it's been awful, Ty. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, we're not having a good time losing 50 of the first 68 games. Royals get swept at home by the Reds, 7-4, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts, and we'll hear from Daniel Lynch after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
7-4, the final score. Royals swept at home by the Reds. They've dropped 9 in a row and have dropped 50 of their first 68 games. Day off tomorrow. They open up a weekend set with the Angels, starting on Friday with Brady Singer on the hill opposite left-hander Patrick Sandoval. As if this day couldn't get any better. It, of course, started with all of us waking up to the realization that the Royals have the worst winning percentage in baseball. And then we get the unsurprising news that Vinny Pasquantino will undergo surgery to repair a torn labrum in his right shoulder. He's done for the season. And then Salvi takes a pitch off the left hand in the third inning, and he goes right to the dugout. And you know Salvi. Salvi normally makes a case of, I'm fine. Yeah, I can only see out of one eye, but I'm fine. Yeah, I'm sick as a dog, but I'm fine. Yes, I just had COVID, but I'm fine. This, right to the dugout. Worrisome. And then the Royals went 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Excuse me, 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. But the big four bats, the guys that needed to carry you to victory, and you know what? Michael Garcia, the 23-year-old, came in to replace Salvador Perez, so we'll throw him into the mix. Prado, Garcia, Melendez, Witt, and Massey. the five unproven position players in the lineup tonight, the five guys that are at the center of this evaluation season, they combined to go 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, which means Olivares, Nicky Lopez, Freddie Fermin, and Dairon Blanco went 1-for-5. And then, as this postgame show started, this headphones I'm wearing that I've worn every postgame show since I started doing this show in 2012, they broke. So, the famous Buddy Bell line, I never say it can't get worse. 913-586-7610. Phone lines are open for you. That's also our text line number, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern disappointed, no doubt, but still had fun putting on the rally cap tonight in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's still a new day tomorrow. No doubt, Spike. No doubt, buddy. Can I be honest with you, though? Spike, you're my buddy. Spike, you and I have been talking to one another for a long time on this show. When the bases were loaded with only one out in the ninth inning, when Freddie Fermin came to the dish as the game-winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning, I looked over at Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star and said, this is just mean. This is mean to do to the near 14,000 in attendance. That's mean what you're doing to Spike. Fermin goes down swinging through a slider, and Dairon Blanco makes the 27th out as he grounds out to Elly De La Cruz. Hey, the one thing the Royals did do well this week was shut down the hottest ball player on the planet. De La Cruz goes 0-for-12 in the three-game set. So I guess the boys got that going for him. I do want to thank our terrific sponsor. They've been with us for the past few seasons, and they're with us for each and every one of these home games. Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Anthony in Blue Springs writes in, Vern, if a team ever needed an all-star break, the Royals are the definition. Yeah, I agree with that, but you know, the guys that need that break, Anthony, are 22, 23, 24. I mean, they're still human beings. So, yes, they physically need the break. But I don't know if that's going to curb the voice in their head that is adding to the pressure. Sure, they might feel better physically. I don't know if an all-star break's going to ease the pain they probably feel mentally. Dan in KCK reaches out to wish Bobby Witt Jr. a happy 23rd birthday. Text here from the 816, Vern, Blanco and Nicky Lopez, time to go. And we probably should have kept Jackie Bradley Jr. and just waited for Kyle Isbell to return. He asked for my thoughts. No, I wouldn't get rid of Lopez nor Blanco. I mean, everyone can be traded, sure. But what, I mean, Dairon Blanco has four hits in three games. Nate Eaton doesn't have four hits all season. I didn't mean to run over Nate Eaton like that. He's a terrific young man. But no, Dairon Blanco on base twice, a double, an RBI double, a triple. No, I don't want him going anywhere. And Nicky Lopez is your best defensive infielder. Played a nice third base tonight. Kyle Isbell, by the way, in the first week of his rehab assignment. From the 913, Vern, you know things are going bad when you out-hit the Reds by 8. They make 4 errors, and we still lose. That's some one-in-a-million type of expletive. Yeah, someone on the text line saying that this hasn't happened since, like, the Connie Mack A's. I can't verify that, but that would not be surprising. To have 15 hits, the opposition commits 4 errors, and lose by 3? John in Mission writes in, Vern, we just don't get team wins. Vern, eventually they got to learn to pick each other up and drive in clutch runs. Again, signed John in Mission. That's a good point. Yeah, well, they only have 18 wins. But yeah, how many of them are well-rounded victories? Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe that'll give me something to do tomorrow on my off day. Yeah, that's my life. That's the kind of stuff I do. I'll go back and look at the 18 wins and see how many of them were well-rounded victories. I'd venture to guess a third, six of them. But I understand the bigger point you're making, John, and I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, that's honestly the same thing that's going on across the state right now. When one thing goes well, the other part of it stinks. When the part that normally stinks is good, then the part that's normally good stinks. It is a vicious, vicious cycle. From the 913, yes, Vern, this season is bad, but I'm still taking my six-year-old son to the K on Father's Day. That's awesome, man. Swing by Craft and Draft. I'll have something for you. But you got to be with the boy. I got something for him. I don't have anything for you. But, yeah, swing by Craft and Draft. I'll be out there all weekend long. 1 hour before first pitch, giving you a chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Tigers and be in the building for Bo Jackson Bobblehead Day. So, again, that'll be Friday starting at 6 o'clock, your chance to win those tickets. It's Brady Singer and Patrick Sandoval. Enjoy your off day tomorrow, Royals, Royals fans, Chris Unocero. Appreciate you guys listening. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled program.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Hello. Audio Stack revolutionizes audio production with AI-powered efficiency. Enhance your projects and save time and costs on a massive scale. Transform the way you create sound, from concept to completion, with seamless integration into your existing workflows. Visit audiostack.ai today.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.